I want us to look at verses 1, 3, and 6 of these verses that we read together this evening. Let me just read them again in your presence, please. Cast your bread upon the waters, for you will find it after many days. And then in verse 3, if the clouds be full of rain, they empty themselves on the earth. And if a tree falls to the south or to the north, in the place where the tree falls, there it will lie. And verse 6, in the morning, sow your seed, and at evening, withhold not your hand, for you do not know which will prosper, this or that, or whether both alike will be good. I love these writings of Solomon in Proverbs and Ecclesiastes and Song of Solomon. I think it's about 12 years now since I've preached in the Song of Solomon. When I was in Carlisle, I used to often preach in the book of Song of Solomon. I don't know why I haven't preached for it on Song of Solomon over these number of years. And I love the book of Proverbs. I love the book of Ecclesiastes. And as I was meditating upon this service this evening, I was thinking to myself, I would love just to speak on these words and seek under God to bring a devotional word, a word of encouragement. I believe that the passage is worthy of a detailed exposition, but I'm not going to go there tonight, and you'll be glad of that. And I just want to pick out three thoughts from these three verses, and I trust that they will serve, as I say, as a word of encouragement to our hearts this evening. There in verse 1, where we read, cast your bread upon the waters, and you will find it after many days. Now, I could go into the background of that verse, and I'm not going to do it. I'm simply going to tell you what that verse is saying to us. And it's this, that whatever we do in the Lord's name is never a waste of time. Or put it another way, as we have come to the end of this year 2012, and as we reflect back over the past year, we've got to say to ourselves that anything that we have done in the Lord's name is never a waste of time. For here in this verse 1 of Ecclesiastes chapter 11, we find a word of promise. Cast your bread upon the waters, and you will find it after many days. Not the bread, or as it has in the original, not the corn that was scattered upon the water, and the waters receded, and they left a rich bed of seed in the riverbed, and produced an abundant harvest. What will come is an abundant harvest. There is promise of a harvest. Now, how do I want to apply it this evening? Maybe there are those here this evening and you've invested time in sharing the good news of the gospel. Maybe it is that you've invested time teaching a Sunday school class, leading a youth work. Maybe there are young people here this evening and you've invested time in on your university campus, being involved in Christian Union and in mission. Here is a promise that if we go forth in the Lord's name, doing the Lord's work, seeking the Lord's approval, under the anointing of His Spirit, we will never lose our reward. See, Paul in Colossians chapter 3 and verse 17 exhorts us to do all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. What he means there is to do all in the strength of the Lord, under the anointing of the Spirit, and acting as seeking the Lord's approval. Galatians 6 and 9. Be not weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Cast your bread upon the waters, and you will find it after many days. If you turn to Isaiah chapter 32 and verse 20, there we read the prophet telling us that happy is he who sows beside all waters. Maybe you haven't found much encouragement in your place of service. But nevertheless, there is a reward. Here is the promise that we'll find a harvest after many days. Maybe you feel that people haven't recognized what you've been doing. But you know, in the book of Hebrews, chapter 6 and verse 10, we're reminded that the Lord is not unrighteous to forget our labor of love. Your work has been recognized by the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And Paul reminds us in 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 58 that our labor in the Lord is not in vain. The second point that I want to make from verse 3 is this, that we are encouraged to be a blessing where the Lord has placed us. Solomon says, if the clouds be full of rain, they empty themselves upon the earth. And if the tree falls to the south or to the north, in the place where the tree falls, there it will be. Now, I don't need to illustrate to you good folks or to myself about clouds of rain. We just need to stick our head out through the door and we've got an apt illustration any day over the last past 6 months, I suppose. But I was asking Elizabeth to remind me this evening, was it in the year 1976 that there was a very hot summer? And at that time, when, if my memory serves me correctly, there was hosepipe barns, there was many a farmer praying for rain. And when that rain, when the clouds were pregnant with water, weren't they glad? And they didn't put their heads out through the door and said to themselves, well, it might rain today. No, they knew it was going to rain. And that rain was welcomed. That rain brought refreshment. What does that speak to us of? It's a picture of the man or woman of God, full of the blessing of God, ready to dispense that blessing just where the Lord has placed them. You see, that's the significance of the tree that falls to the south or to the north. In the place where the tree falls, there it will be. Isn't it a wonderful thing that no matter where we travel, we meet with the remnant of the Lord's people? One of the high privileges that I have in my job in an itinerant preacher and traveling throughout mainly the Principality of Wales but into the other nations as well is to meet with the Lord's people. You know, I was thinking of it in this way. Even in the town of Newtown, the Lord has scattered his people and placed his people in different places. You see, there are some who live in Barnfield. Others in Milford Road. There's those of us who live in Glanjulis Drive. Now, maybe you think you would like to live in Glanjulis Drive. We're glad we live in Glanjulis Drive. Have you noticed how, and this illustration falls down slightly, but have you noticed how that the electricity boarders at the Powys County Council, I'm not quite sure who it is, have placed lights in the street? And when they were working properly, they were evenly dispersed. Last few years, they've had cutbacks and they're trying to save money. And they've had one light on and one light off, one light on, one light off. Glanjulis Drive in the street we live, there's three lights. One outside number one. There used to be one outside number five, but that got switched off, and the one off outside number nine got switched on. Now, I'm not quite sure what happened or who spoke to who, but that's what happened. And you see, it's a picture, isn't it, of what the Lord is doing with us. Some of us are placed in villages. Some of us live in towns. Why has the Lord placed us there? That we might be full of the blessing of God, dispensing that blessing amongst those with whom we live. As I was meditating upon that truth, I was thinking of the words there in the Song of Solomon, chapter 4 and verse 16, where Solomon prays, "Awake, O north wind, and come, O south wind, blow upon my garden, let its spices flow." What's the value of the spices? What's the significance of the spices flowing from the garden? Well, they're to benefit others. A week past last night, I had the privilege of being in Llandudno. On the evening of that day, I was walking up one of the streets past an Indian restaurant, and I could smell the spices, the sweet spices from that restaurant. Now, I'm not going to get too excited about Indian food in case somebody invites me out for an Indian meal. But there was something sweet, something very precious about that smell. You see, that's how it is to be in our lives. We're to be a blessing just where the Lord has placed us, in the church that the Lord has placed us. Sometimes you meet with people and they think to themselves, you know, well, I would be a greater blessing if I was serving the Lord elsewhere. Well, the answer to that is no, you wouldn't. Or if the circumstances were right, I would be a greater blessing. No, you wouldn't. You know, as I was thinking of those truths, I thought to myself that we're not to try and be a blessing. You maybe say to me, well, Paul, what are you saying? Surely that's a contradiction in terms. No, we're to ask the Lord to make us to be a blessing. Young person, ask the Lord to make you a blessing in your place of work, in your college, at school. I must hasten on because I said it would be brief, and I'm going to be brief. Verse 6 says, "In the morning, sow your seed, and in the evening, withhold not your hand, for you do not know which will prosper, either this or that, or whether both alike will be good." We see from this verse that we are encouraged to remain faithful. When it speaks of the morning, it's obviously speaking of the early part of the day, speaking of the early part of our Christian life. Do you remember back to the time when you were first converted to Christ? And no matter where somebody started a conversation, you wanted to get back to speaking about the things of the Lord and what Christ has done for you. And many of our young folks have opportunities these days to share the gospel through beach mission, through short-term missionary work. As I've already mentioned, through college and university. And we thank God for our young people. I was speaking to a young man a fortnight ago, and he was telling me he was reading a book by Jeremiah Burroughs on contentment. And I thought to myself, I said to him, I'd read that book about 20 years ago, and I'm currently, I had been reading a book entitled The Art of Divine Contentment by Thomas Watson. And I went home that evening and I went to my library and I pulled out that book. I've since completed the book. And I want to tell you that that was a word in season. That was through one of our young people. But the verse also says, in the evening, withhold not your heart, for you do not know which will prosper, either this or that, or whether both will be alike good. The evening speaks of the eventide of life. I want to say tenderly and respectfully that there are times when that weariness of soul comes upon us. There's a weariness that can grip the soul as if somebody's gripping us in a vice. And Paul said in that verse in Galatians 6 and 9, be not weary in well-doing. What he was saying there is, be not faint, be not despondent, be not greatly harassed. And that despondency and that harassment is very real. Listen, beloved, the devil's great at harassing us when we're seeking to be our best for God. I can tell you that prior to coming out this morning, I was greatly harassed because I lost something. Elizabeth says to me, you couldn't have lost it. You treat it like gold dust. And I thought, well, I've lost gold dust. But I was harassed. And I know, and I say it respectfully, that perhaps as you reach the eventide of life, you perhaps feel that you cannot do what you once were able to do. But beloved, if we read biographies, we read of those who were used in the eventide of life. I'm thinking of the hymn writer Joseph Scriven. Joseph Scriven was born in Northern Ireland. After he lost his first fiancée with a broken heart, he left for Port Hope in Canada. A very educated man who preached in little Baptist chapels in the Port Hope in Canada and served the poor people by sawing wood for them, and he even milked the cow of a widow lady. Took the milk round her customers. Did a great work for God. He was then engaged again. And just prior to his engagement again, he lost his fiancée through death. Towards the end of his life, he became ill, and a family who had been very kind to him, the name of Sackville, took him in and cared for him in the eventide of his life. And as he lay there on his deathbed, Jack Sackville, going through some of Joseph Scriven's papers, found the poem entitled, Pray Without Ceasing. And we know the words well. The words of that lovely hymn, What a Friend We Have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. It was never Joseph Scriven's desire that poem should be published. But Jack Sackville had it published, and Charles Converse put it to music. And that hymn has been blessed to thousands down through the years. What am I saying? I'm saying this, that when we feel at our weakest, it's very often the platform that the Lord uses to manifest his strength. You may feel that you have very little to offer. And I say that to young as well as to those who are reaching the eventide of life. But what about the lad who brought the 5 barley loaves and the 2 small fishes to the Lord? He blessed them. He broke them. And they were used to feed a multitude. This is another book I've been reading entitled Joseph and the Character of Joseph by retired Church of Scotland minister, the Reverend David Cyril. Man who has been greatly used of the Lord. The foreword of this book was written by the Reverend Derek Prime. Again, a man, and I say it respectfully, advancing in years. You know, as I read the foreword of this book, not only was I left with a desire to read the rest of the book, but I was left with a longing to live a little closer to the Savior. It was just a small thing that Derek Prime did in writing this foreword. But listen, folks, little is much when God is in it. Some of us are involved in preaching round the small churches and chapels in Wales. And we're glad to have that privilege. Tim's been to a chapel this afternoon. There was 4 present. And only eternity will reveal what is accomplished this afternoon. Maybe you're here this evening, and you're somebody who is feeling despondent, feeling weary, feeling discouraged. Can I encourage you to offer the little that you feel you have to the few that you meet, that the Lord would bless that ministry? Whether it's simply giving a cup of tea and a rich tea biscuit to the servant of the Lord who visits, or it's ministering in a small Welsh chapel with 4 in attendance, whether it's to that Sunday school class where you feel that 1 or 2 are not listening, our labor in the Lord is not in vain. May the Lord bless his word to each of our hearts. Amen.